We're going to be reading a story called The Garden. Follow along in your book as I read the story out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear... Ready? The Garden by Arnold Lobel. Frog was in his garden. Toad came walking by. "What a fine garden you have, Frog," he said. "Yes," said Frog, "it is very nice, but it was hard work." "I wish I had a garden," said Toad. "Here are some flower seeds. Plant them in the ground," said Frog, "and soon you will have a garden."
"How soon?"
asked Toad. "Quite soon," said Frog. Toad ran home. He planted the flower seeds. "Now, seeds," said Toad, "start growing." Toad walked up and down a few times. The seeds did not start to grow. Toad put his head close to the ground and said loudly, "Now, seeds, start growing." Toad looked at the ground again. The seeds did not start to grow. Toad put his head very close to the ground and shouted, "Now, seeds, start growing!" Frog came running up the path. "What is all this noise?" he asked.
"My seeds will not grow," said Toad.
"You're shouting too much," said Frog. "These poor seeds are afraid to grow."
"My seeds are afraid to grow?" asked Toad.
"Of course," said Frog. "Leave them alone for a few days. Let the sun shine on them. Let the rain fall on them. Soon your seeds will start to grow." That night, Toad looked out of his window.
"Drat," said Toad. "My seeds have not started to grow. They must be afraid of the dark."
Toad went out to his garden with some candles. "I will read the seeds a story," said Toad. "Then they will not be afraid." Toad read a long story to his seeds. All the next day, Toad sang songs to his seeds. And all the next day, Toad read poems to his seeds. And all the next day, Toad played music for his seeds. Toad looked at the ground. The seeds still did not start to grow.
"What shall I do?" cried Toad. "These must be the most frightened seeds in the whole world."
Then Toad felt very tired, and he fell asleep.
"Toad, Toad, wake up," said Frog. "Look at your garden."
Toad looked at his garden. Little green plants were coming up out of the ground.
"At last," shouted Toad, "my seeds have stopped being afraid to grow."
"And now you will have a nice garden too," said Frog.
"Yes," said Toad, "but you were right, Frog. It was very hard work."
And that's the end of the story.